This tape was prepared by Ann Mooney and Linda Hannigan. It's part of our term paper for Folk Song in America, FO-134, taken at the University of Maine in the spring semester 1969. It was recorded on a wall and sack magnetic tape recorder.
This is Thursday, April 17th, and Ann and I are in the home of Mr. Dale Potter of Mattawamkeag, Maine. And Mr. Potter is going to tell us something about himself and about some of the old songs he knows. First of all, how long have you lived here in Mattawamkeag with your
daughter? I've only lived here about 12 years.
12 years. Now, where were you before
Kingman.
You moved here? Kingman.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Now, where's that? Is that
it's up here. Up on the railroad there. It's only 9 miles up to Kingman.
It's
quite a lot longer than that by road.
Now, what did you do when you lived there for work?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I worked for the St. Regis Paper Company. I worked in woods all my life.
Well, so that's, did you learn most of your songs
yeah.
in the woods?
When I was a young kid, my father always had camps. And I used to go to a mother I liked to see.
Oh.
And so I could have one or two of them old songs sung. I had it then. I could learn them. I could learn them easier then.
So you learned them when you were
younger.
That's
how I have
known them. Oh, yeah. Well, my goodness. Now, what was this man you were telling us about before?
Matlog?
Right. Now, where was he from?
He was from Nova Scotia, I think.
Nova Scotia.
But he died last summer.
And he knew a lot of the
They
old
died
songs.
With him. I don't know. If I start telling you something, you'll know what stopped me.
Oh, yeah, right.
These songs that the old lumberman knew, they fell in three categories. There was the very vulgar ones.
Yeah, right.
And then there was the middle ones.
Uh-huh.
And then the sober ones that was about murders and all that stuff.
Now, did they, the lumbermen make them up in the woods, or where'd they get them?
I'll tell you. Those old songs was all founded on facts.
Is that right? Yeah.
Some the terrible murder or some railroad wreck or some this or that, some smart fellow made up a song or a poem. The songs lived the longest.
Now what about, we in class won Jam on Jerry's Rock, do you know that?
What's that?
Jam on Jerry's Rock.
Oh yes, it's in that book.
Yeah, can you sing that for us?
No, I can't sing that, I never learned it.
You didn't know
I learned it.
Because that was one that we had.
What was I going to say? I don't know when I was starting taking again.
You were saying something about they were founded on things that happened. Or can you think of any that you know that
Well, I will tell you. Back in them days, in the early days, when the woods, when they were singing, they didn't get the pay every week and go home every night. They went in and they stayed there. There was very little card playing because they had no money. And that's all the recreation, the entertainment they had for the singing like that, see?
So
that was for nights and Sundays. Sundays they probably generally washed up their clothes or some things like that and had some singing. They generally was a good singer or two in the camp.
Just one or two, not everyone didn't sing. Just a few people, did you say?
Hmm?
Just a few men, good singers, just one or two.
That's what?
Just one or two good singers.
Oh, sometimes it'd be one, sometimes wouldn't be only one, sometimes wouldn't be any good singers.
Is that right?
Just, it might happen.
But everybody sang.
Hmm.
Well, cat. Let's put you
That's
up.
That's a $30 cat.
It's a beautiful cat. Wow. What's your favorite song, Mr. Potter?
Well, there's one. It's one of the middle ones.
Okay. Anything. Don't mind
but
that.
I can tell you some of the history of that.
Okay.
Fine.
Good.
This man brought it down from Canada. Oh, just a good 75 years ago. And he settled here eventually in this town and raised up a family and died here in this town.
In Mattawamkeag?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he's buried here.
Is that right?
That is Deacon Foster's pew.
We've heard it. We discussed that.
You heard that?
Yeah. Can you sing that for us?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, we'd like to hear it.
Why'd you hear it?
I just read about it and, just the name of it and taking down the names.
I think I sung it for Beck.
Yeah, I think so because we copied down the songs you sang.
Well, let me see.
Go ahead.
If I can get started right. I don't know. I ain't got over this cold.
Ah, it's bad. I know. They've been going around.
I am thinking now of you, dear Will, and the happy days gone by. The good old church where oft we sang together, you and I. The thoughts of one rehearsal night does constantly arise, till I could read my title clear to mansions in the skies. I am thinking of one rainy night the rest had hurried home, when we in Deacon Foster's pew were seated all alone. You were a seeker then, dear Will, but not of things above. 'Twas the height, the length, the depth, and width of everlasting love. And all the words of love you spoke and kissed away my tear. And how I trembled at the thought that someone might appear. Then you blew out the lights, dear Will, to guard against surprise. I bid adieu to every fear and dried my weeping eyes. Then you arranged the cushions, Will, and I reclined at ease. The pulpit pillows neath my head and you on bended knees. Your arms of love encircled me, how could I stay your hand? The veil was lifted, and by faith you viewed the promised land. Then oh, what raptured feeling thrilled through every nerve and when. My Lord, I cried, my heart is touched, you softly said, Amen. My very soul seemed all ablaze, it seemed that I could see that land so bright and saints' delight, that home prepared for me. A charge I thought I had to keep with mingled grief and shame. How earnestly I watched, dear Will, till I came round again. To my distress I vainly strove to check the flowing tears, till the precious blood flowed freely forth and vanished all my fears. I am wed now, and a good man thinks in me he has a prize. They say that ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise. Of you, dear Will, he nothing knows, and so my mind's at rest, and not a wave of trouble flows across my peaceful breast.
That's great. I can see why that's one of your favorite songs. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Quite I'm a few hoarse. Words. See, I can't.
Oh, don't. Just great.
Now, I'll sing you a murder one.
Great, great.
It's always a murder one. This is about a fella got his girl and the family and he murdered her to get rid of her. Uh-huh. See if I can sing that. Dark was the night, cold blew the winds, and heavy fell the rain. Bessie left down by her mother's side to never return again. She left down by her mother's side, fear never wind nor cold, for she was young and fair to see, and love had made her bold. This very night at 10 o'clock, down by the old oak tree, she promised James her own sweetheart, alone with him she'd be. What cared she for the sleet of rain or the tempest loud it roars? But wrapping her warm cloak around her, she vanished from the doors. That night had passed and morning came, and Betsy came not home, which made her mother far to fret, and wondering where she'd gone. She got up and started out with anguish fierce and wild, saying, I'll roam this kingdom around and around, I'll find my darling child. Now 3 long dreary weeks had passed, her roaming the kingdom around. Her journey proved of no avail, for Betsy had not been found. And then to seek her lonely court did this poor widow strive. Stricken with grief, without relief, she's broken hearted died. That very night, through all it seems, the owners to the ground, and James McCollum came next day for to hunt with all their hounds. They drove up hill and they drove down dale with a galleon company. At length the dogs they lost the fox down by the old oak tree. The dogs began to bark and howl and snuff and smell the clay, and all that had a whip could do could drive those dogs away. The gentlemen gathered around them, called out for pick and spade. They dug the ground, and there they found the missing murdered maid. Her brow that once was fair to greet was black with wounds and blows, and from fresh cuts the blood did gush and trickle through her clothes. Her grave to mark was awful deed, it was a wretched sight, and the worms had eaten out those eyes that once were blue and bright. And in her side they found a knife which caused them grief and pain, and on the hilt the gentleman read was James McCollum's name. McCollum said, I done that deed, my soul swooped from hell. Go take the cold corpse on my side, and the story I will tell. I once loved Bessie dearly, until my blameless part. I gained her to my victory, the triumph of my heart. And every time we'd meet, she'd say, come quick, make me your bride. It's all I'd do was laugh at her wounds being hardened in my prime. She'd cry and cry till I got tired, and then it remained to me. The devil whispers, take her life, and then you will be free. So with a knife all in my hand, I plunged it in her breast, and with the hilt I knocked her down, I've no need to tell the rest. He knelt down beside the corpse, his looks were looks of pain. He drew a pistol from his belt and fired through his brain. They buried him where he fell, no Christian grave got he. No one was found to bless the ground down by the old oak tree. I don't think back up that song.
No? Good no. Enough.
What's hey. The name of that one? Yeah.
I can't sing with the done.
No, you're doing great. Do you know the name of that song? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of that song?
Yes, the Old Oak Tree.
The Old Oak Tree.
Yeah.
Are there any other murder ones? Those are, that's pretty good. Did you say they sang a lot of murder ones?
Oh, this is the, I'll sing you another one of them funny ones.
Okay.
This is comical, really. It's the, about the major one and the mayor, the miller and the major one, the man, the miller's wife. Let's see now, right. There was a major lived in Hockey Mill, his wife lived dearly, and he unto her lodging went to seek her late and early. Lie low, Lincoln laddy, lie low, Lincoln laddy. Now the miller, he returning home, it being late at night, sir, he loudly rapped upon the door, which put them great, great fright, sir. Now where in the devil shall I creep, since I've been so bold to enter? Under the bed she quickly said, and let my husband enter. She ran downstairs and bullied the door, saying, husband, dear, you're welcome. This is the third time I've got up and came downstairs to listen. And then she said to him again, you've been so long a-missing. I rolled my bed from side to side for the want of a little kissing. Now the miller, he jumped into bed, all to renew them kisses. My lord, she says, what would I give, would I but have my wishes? A bottle of wine is my design, so husband dear, be jogging. You can beg back with the break of dawn, and you'll stop my longing. Now the miller, he jumped out of bed, he being in a hurry. He slipped into the major's pants, the way went early. He had not got 1 mile from home when he found that he had riches. He found he had a gag, old watch, and brand new pair of breeches. He had not got 2 miles from home when he found that he had money, he had rounds and crowns and double lounging guineas more than 20. He hopped and skipped about the room and said, with you a lay a wager, them breeches fit as close to me as you did to the major. And then he said to her again, with you a bed a shilling, the major slept you last night, as have I gone and willing.
I can see why that would keep the men going on the weekends. Let's see.
Did you make up any songs yourself, Mr. Potter?
No, I never made up any.
Do you know anybody who did?
I just picked them up here and there.
Do you know anybody who did? Did you meet anybody who did in the woods? Made up any?
No. I'm going to say probably, perhaps by now, I'm the only living man. No, Sam.
Is that right?
Who do you sing to now? Who do you sing to now? Do you just remember your songs, or do you
sing? I can remember anything I know to. Anything I should remember, I can't.
Do you sing much? Do you sing very much now at all? Like to your family?
Well, my family's all musical.
Really?
I played banjo in orchestra for 30 years.
Is that right? Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, my mother's and three of her sisters had a dance orchestra that they played all over the country here for a long time. My mother played the trumpet and the piano.
Pretty good. Huh. What are some other songs that you sang in the woods when you worked there?
Well, the Flying Cloud, that was a popular song.
Okay.
I can sing that tonight. Hmm. It's in that book.
It is?
I'll try to sing the one verse before you get
okay,
the tune.
Okay, that's good.
I'm hoarse, I can't do it. That was one. And the Irish Patriot.
Oh, good Irish song.
That was another one. I'll tell you something about myself. It was funny. My mother and father, my mother and my mother, she's on my mother's side. Thy great grandfather and grandmother both come from Ireland.
Ah, oh, wow.
Yeah. She was of the nobility over there. And she fell in love with her father's coachman. And just as I found that out, they shipped him over to Canada. And she picked up money, what money she had, what money she could get out and followed him. And she landed up here in Halifax. And went to a hotel there. And old Jimmy McMullen was hostler there. He was a nice-looking fellow. He had come from Ireland before that sometime. Black curly hair and was good-looking. And she turned right off and married him after she followed that fellow way over here. And when my mother was a little girl, she lived with her a long time. And she said she'd sit and cry for the hour to think of what she'd done. Because old Jimmy was a bad skate.
Oh, no. That's pretty good. Well, do you know many Irish songs? I mean, well, you've got an Irish background. Do you know many Irish songs that you...
Oh, yes.
Can you think of any?
It's hard for me to sing tonight. The Irish Emigrant. Heard that?
No.
No.
Well, that's a sober one.
Oh, well. Anyone's good. We'll find out.
I remember that. I sung it once. One time, we lived over on the other street at that time. There was a fella come to the door one day and rapped the door and I went to the door and he asked me if I would see a couple of ladies. And I said, yes. And they walked in. A couple of nuns.
Oh,
my gosh, I was surprised I was looking for it. It made me think, I sung that song for them.
Ah, oh, well, I guess it had to be in that category.
Yeah. Well, let's see now. What's... I am seated on the stile, Mary, where we sat side by side. On a bright May morning long ago, when first you were my bride, the corn was springing fresh and green, and the lark sang loud and high, and the red was on your lips, Mary, and the love light in your eye. 'Tis but a step down yonder lane, the village church stands near. The church where we were wed, Mary, I can see the spire from here. But the graveyard lies between, Mary, and my step might break your rest. For I laid you, darling, down to sleep with your baby on your breast. I am very lonely now, Mary, for the poor make no new friends. But oh, they love thee better, the few our Father sends. For you were all I had, Mary, my blessing and my pride. I've nothing left to care for now, since my poor Mary. I am bidding you a fond farewell, my Mary, kind and true. But I'll not forget you, darling Mary, in the land I'm going to, where they say there's bread and work for all, and the sun shines always there. But I'd not forget old Ireland, were it 50 times less fair. My voice getting a little better now.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's good. Yeah.
Have you sung much lately? Or is this the first time, really?
All the right, sung at all.
Oh, jeez.
I did sing over in the choir in the church over here one time, but they've got too many women in it.
so many choirs have all women now. We need some good men voices. What about any other favorite song of yours besides...
Let me see. I'll see if I can sing that now. That's an Irish song, the kind of awake, the questioning sweet daddy of the boy. You heard that one?
No.
see if I can get it together. It was down in a place temporary, where they're so wary and so contrary, they kicked up the devil McGarry when they questioned sweet Danny the boy. In the corner of the pot, the pipe was set blinking, and they thinking, and they winking, an egg and a punch he was drinking, and wishing the parents much joy. Oh, home from church they came. Father Tom and old Ricky Brennigan scores their prettier boys and girls as ever he'd wished for to see. Then the baby set up, sister squalling, and cut the walling, and cup a bawling. The nurse and the mother was calling, and there was among them great joy. The aristocracy came to the party, there was McCarty, light and hearty. And France Fagalia Fagatti, she said there's a fraction of her name. There was Diary Mam and Maud McCann, Kathleen Girk, and Dr. Rafferty. Two of the other people, I can't think of the name. Then they marched and went into luncheon, oh, such a munchin' and such a crunchin'. They were busy as bays at their luncheon, on whiskey, tea, coffee, and wine. The Delicans for tea, they had ging-yong, and they had wing-wong, and ging-yong, and no long and so long and too long, and tea that was made in Japan. There's sweetmeats and pudding from Java, and from Calava, and from Manava. On the formative ship, the Manava, that sailed from support and to stand. They had cold ice cream and cream that was hot. Roman punch rose up and snowballs and sparrowgrass patted defocus, whatever that means, I'm better for slithers and grease. They had battle-leg frogs, Peruvian ostriches, battle-loads, pricklings, woodchucks and snipes, and red-headed ducks and salmon and peas and everything else that would please. After dinner, of course, there was spanking and handshaking and leave-taking. Oh, ladies in the cottage matchmaking, that was the most innocent sin. Then they drank the good health of each other, and to each mother, and to each brother. And the last toast I thought it was his mother, when they hoped that the next would be twins.
That's great. Yeah, I like
wow.
That.
Wow. That's quite a song.
I remember that.
Wow. Boy. That's wonderful. Huh. Did you learn that one in the camps? In the lumber camp? Is that where you learned that song?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know why they learned that from some of my relatives, I think.
Hmm.
They were all great singers.
She did, pretty good. Runs in the family,
that
I
song.
Guess. Oh, gee. What other ones did you learn in the woods? Some, any that you can remember when you learned when you were young that stuck with you?
That what?
Any ones you can remember that you learned when you were young in the woods, in the camps?
Oh, yes. That's when I learned all these.
Yeah.
Yes. That stuff that I just sung, I couldn't learn that now.
No, I can see why. Oh dear. Well, let's see.
Is it getting near supper time?
Yeah, it is. It's getting near supper time. Do you want to rest for a while, and maybe you can think of some other ones?
Well, you get me sung about all I know.
Really?
Left. Oh, I know some more, but. I don't know.
Well, maybe we could come back after supper and see, talk to you for a few minutes and see if you remember it anymore. That would be good.
Okay.
We'll give you a chance to rest.
Yeah,
anyways,
what time you get done out?
It's 4:45 now.
Yeah.
So, it's almost supper time and we'll be downtown. And
yeah.
So we can shut this off now.
Shut it off a minute. He said that they were walking down the river and going by this farmhouse. Joe Scott says, the father says, you watch me get a drink of milk. Well, they says, all right. He went up and ran for the door, and the woman come out. He says, madam, he says, can I get a drink of water and God bless your cows? Oh, says, you'd like a drink of milk? I remember bringing the film about that.
Now, did Dr. Ives ask you whether Joe Scott sang songs?
When it was Dear Harlan Mary. My mother used to sing that.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. That's what I had to say.
Yeah, you just said, right.
I did get that. Yeah, you do.
That must be.
Fair Charlotte. That Charlotte lived on the mountainside in the wild and lonely forest. She froze to death. Going to a dance.
Now, is this, like, these songs that you're talking about?
I couldn't get that together now, I don't think.
Really? Now, were these written, were they based on actual things that happened, some of these? Like that, you said that she froze to death, right?
Yeah.
Now, did this really happen, or did they make it up?
Well, I think so, yeah. But that's what all of those old songs were founded on, was facts. Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Now, Joe Scott...
My mother wrote down one. That, sound went good like that. And I blocked it. But there's not a lot then to say. There's not and twisted and up and down sideways and everything else.
Did you learn many from your mother? Many songs from your mother? Did you learn many songs from your mother?
My grandmother, my mother, yeah.
She sang quite a bit. She sang quite a bit herself. Did she sing?
Yeah. Yes, her and I, those years up there, we never missed a funeral. Just because we were to sing the funeral, you know.
Oh.
And I didn't like that. Everybody sat there dry eyed. We were to sing, then everybody bawled.
Oh, no. Well, why don't we come back then, and, you know, we'll probably can remember some more by then.
I picked it up in the woods from the Canadian Frenchman. They called it the old man and the old woman.
That's one that you remembered? Can you sing that one? Or is it? Oh, you're going to play it?
Oh, beautiful.
Great. Beautiful.
Already?
Yeah.
The old man and the old
that's
woman.
That's good. Wonderful. Did you play a lot of songs on the harmonica in the woods?
Can you play that back now?
Sure, yeah.
I just want to see what sounds good. The woman was then 30 miles away.
You were the only American?
Yeah.
They were all French.
Well, they all were Quebec Frenchmen.
You speak French then?
No. They'd have a dance. Some would take the women's part, you know. They'd generally have someone play the violin or the harmonica. And do all them old cabrils and everything. Guard, they were good dancers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's great. Do you?
They'd have a great time with one of them.
Pretty
yeah.
good. Do you know any other ones you can play on the harmonica? Do you know any other songs you can play on the harmonica?
Oh, yes, I can play a lot of things.
Oh, play a couple more. Can you? Oh, that's great. Really.
Let's see if you recognize this one.
Okay.
Well, I guess you've heard it. Yeah, played every ball game and everything.
What is it? I can't think.
The national anthem.
I couldn't even recognize it as that. Oh, yeah. Play that note over again, now that I know what it is. Of course, yeah.
Let's see. Which one we used to play for dances? For dances with many times.
It does have
they call it a whispering.
Oh.
Bring to me all the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I was saying the words when you were playing it.
Yeah. Petra didn't. They played it though, and we dabbled. Except in Berlin's Easter Parade.
Yeah,
I can't play but one shot, see?
Oh, that, I think it's great. I
thought of another one of them Irish songs.
Oh, good.
Good.
Love Irish songs.
Go on, stuff maybe I can get together.
Oh, go ahead. Great.
Jeez. This is Clancy's Wooden Wedding. You heard that one?
No,
I haven't heard.
No, okay. 5 years ago last Sunday night, Pat Clancy took a wife, a little Bridget Damer that would stick to him through life. He gave a wooden wedding for the means to celebrate. He sent out invitations to his friends, both poor and great. Now each of them was supposed to bring a present made of wood. Some of the things they brought were bad, but some were very good. Though it looked as though a lumber yard exploded in the room, and Clancy gave his wedding made of wood. There was all kinds of wood that came into the house at night. There was hardwood, softwood, kindling wood to light. Wooden shavings that had to build a bed was brought to Clancy's house. He was 5 years wed. Now the first one to get there was Clancy's cousin Dan. He bought for a present a Japanese fan. Big Tim Maloney, just as neat as a pin, brought forth a cradle for to rock the baby in. Mary sent a keg of wood and Cassidy a tray. O'Brien sent a cord of wood for which he didn't pay. The parson sent a keg of beer to keep the spirits bright. And Murphy for a present sent a wooden bathtub. There was wood that came from China and wood that came from Spain. Wood came from Jerusalem across the raging main. Wood that came from Russia sent by the jar. Wood that came from England enough to build a chair. Wood that came from Ireland, the wood that came from Wales. Wood that came from Scotland, the wood that came from jails. When they passed around the whiskey and they passed around the ales, the glasses wasn't big enough to use the wooden pails. All was in the glory it was high. Someone asked Clancy, would you sing a song? Clancy said he would, but his voice was gone. Big Tim Maloney even gave a recitation, all about the kind of wood that grows in every relation. They raised a picture down and they can't keep it mum. Solomon called Maloney an educated bum. Up jumped Maloney and he hit him such a whack that they raised up a hump in the middle of his back. This was a signal and then they all began to fight. The women all had murder and they said it wasn't right. Murphy threw the kettle in, he hit a owner's hand. The owner threw the kettle in and threw the frying pan. Patrick Joseph Murphy out the window dove. O'Brien sat down on a red hot stove. Solomon brought Maloney and threw him on the bed. Stabbed him with a clothespin and left him there for dead. The cops grabbed the other 25 and put the other way. They brought him up before the judge the very next day. The judge looked them over as before him they stood. He gave him 8 days in jail, now they're all sore and wood.
That's great. Jeez.
That takes some wind, you know it?
I bet, yeah. Tire you out here.
Did people used to dance when they sang these songs?
Huh?
Did people used to dance when they played these songs?
Play
no, when people sang these songs, did everybody dance? Did somebody used to dance?
I don't know what you're saying. Move your hand to me.
Oh, did people used to dance when you played these songs?
Dance.
You know, dance?
Huh?
Did people used to dance when they played these songs?
Oh, yes, I bet.
Do you know any French songs that you said they were mostly French, Canadian French?
Yeah.
Do you know any songs about the French or French songs?
You mean in French?
Well, either in French or about.
I know what I learned in French. You know what, Herod?
Is it in French? Is it in English? English or French?
Huh?
Is it in French?
Yeah.
We wouldn't understand.
You don't know any French?
No.
Mont a whole thing can see a liber road, the map of Shed and Pompey goes to map of Shed and Mont a whole rosy. Do you know something?
No.
No.
I wish we did. Go ahead.
Do
you know anymore? That's
going on there, isn't it?
Sure.
Oh, someone down there will know what that
oh,
is.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. They'll know what it is because we've studied French songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Rice. He'll love
great
it.
Guy, won't
no, they? He'll love it.
No, yeah, you do.
Oh, sure. Don't worry about that.
You wait, I get the rest of it.
Okay,
sure.
Good.
One place on my back on the motor.
Yeah, sure.
Santa Claus is coming down.
Nice.
Well, did you think of any other songs that you could you remember any other ones?
I don't know. I'm such a rotten singer.
Oh, you're great. Oh.
It's amazing that you can remember so much. Does your son know these songs? Did you teach him?
And what?
Did you teach your son these songs?
No. I will sing, I'm getting a big boy now. That's an old time one.
Okay.
I wish I had the piano up here.
What if it is a piano? Can you play the piano?
Oh, some. I won't bother. See if I can get it now. I have had all the ills that belong to my race, the whooping cough, measles, and colds. I've shed all my teeth and don't eat with a spoon, cause just now I began to be old. I'm getting a big boy now, and I fancy it's time I knew how. For to clean my own clothes and to wipe my own nose, I'm getting a big boy now. My mother gazed fondly upon her dear boy, with traces of care on her brow. And the tears fill her eyes as softly she sighs, he's getting a big boy now. I smoke my old dad's best cigars every day, and twice every week I get drunk. I wink at my nurse when she puts me to bed and rocks me to sleep in my bunk. I once tried to kiss her, she sternly refused, instead that I will not allow. In the future, you elf, you may sleep by yourself, you're getting a big boy now.
That's good. I never heard that one.
I remember I had a big fat uncle used to sing that.
Let's see.
I wonder.
You said you used to play the banjo. Do you have a banjo now?
That what?
A banjo?
Yes, I sold it.
Oh.
Last year. It was just sitting around gathering dust, and the lady wanted it, and I sold it to her. And I've been kind of sorry since. Mm. I don't know if they can sing it or not. There's the Irish Patriot. That's one of the sad ones, you know.
But if you can remember any of it, parts of the song are good.
I guess it's on that paper.
The list?
I think it is. You see it is.
Yeah.
I sung that for him.
Can you remember just part of it, maybe?
I know when he asked me if I knew it, I said indeed, like to faint it. See if I can start this. Try to get something started right. I stood beneath the lofty palms on India's burning shore, listening to the ceaseless tune and the savage lion's roar. As I stood gazing on a scene that to me was blank and drear, advancing to me from the wood, an old man did appear. The old man led me to a seat, being on a fallen tree, and at his request we both sat down, for he wished to speak to me. Again the salt tears filled his eyes as he eagerly grasped my hand. Behold in me, the old man cries, I'm a native of thy land. He looked at me inquiringly, I know it caused him pain. He said, young man, you may doubt my word, but I'll tell you once again. It was by this hot and burning sun, once my skin was fair as thine, but there's nothing but good old Irish blood flows in those veins of mine. I lived down on the Shannon in the year of 48, blessed by a loving babe and wife on an English lord's estate. Until that cursed rebellion, I was forced from them to go, to fight for love and freedom in that hated Saxon's foe. This English lord, so cruel, he sought to take my life, but he soon revenged his anger on my loving babe and wife. He mangled their dead bodies with his cruel Saxon sword, and he said that Irish brat might live to join the rebel's hood. At midnight in the wildwood, their dead bodies were brought to me, and I swore by their dead bodies that revenged on him I'd be. And to fulfill the oath I swore that revenged on him I'd be, I sailed in the same ship with him to the coast Cape Colony. When we arrived at Cape Town, I was chosen for to be lieutenant in the army and to guard his lone body. One day while we were hunting, alone all in the wood, I raised my sword of vengeance, and before that coward stood. Now raise that twisted sword of yours that slew my babe and wife. Defend yourself, base murderer, a husband seeks your life. And to defend his wretched life, he tried all his skill and art, but I quickly plunged my naked steel into this coward's heart. Then I fled to the wild wood where I thought I'd end my life, but I'd rather die in old Ireland than be buried with my wife. Hair and a gold locket is the only thing I bear, a shamrock brought from Ireland and some of my loved ones' hair. I said, my good and trusty friend, gone to big ship I command, to carry you safely o'er the flood to your native land. And now down on the Shannon, in constricated ground, lies the body of that bold patriot, and his loved ones can be found.
Wonderful.
Plenty funny. Ordinarily I could sing on them just as easy as could be.
You did. That was good.
I can't deny them.
Do you know the Lumberman's Alphabet?
Hmm?
Do you know the Lumberman's Alphabet?
No.
No.
I did. I heard my father say it, but I never did get there all. I don't.
Did you say you could remember a lot of the ones like that first one you sang? It's the middle, the, you know, the three categories. In the
middle category,
can you remember?
Oh, yes, I've got love, lots of them.
Are you embarrassed to sing in front of us?
You want to hear another one of them?
Sure.
It's not a hard job for me to sing, but I'll try it. I wish I thought of it in the peppermint. This is the late evening dew.
Okay. That sounds good.
If I get my throat tattooed. Towards the England, no, it was too high. Towards the England and Ireland and other fair towns, to view the fine cities of fame and renown, as I went out walking at the late hour of one, with my dearest dear beside me, and we were alone. I threw my arms around her, and away we did bound, to some shady bushes all where we sat down. The day being warm, my love, cold, the evening breezes blow, the air is so refreshing, my dear, let's not go. Now mother would scorn me when she come to know, besides all my clothing, you know thou all knew, you know that my clothing all cost so very dear, I would get them all soiled in the late evening air. I have a nice new overcoat of light cut in brown, I can't see no hand and in spreading it down. Likewise a new silk handkerchief I will spread over you, it'll keep you all safe from the late evening dew. She lay down in silence, I knew her design, I rolled up her linens and came back so fine. Likewise our thighs extended, between them I flew, we were lost in the charms of the late evening dew. Not a word did she utter of what she'd received, but a hugging and kissing her mind to relieve. We tarried there till morning, and when daylight nigh drew, I escorted her home through the late evening dew. Now come all my pretty fair maids, wherever you be, don't you laugh at my downfall, but please pity me. For if you had been there, my love, I know this to be true, you'd have taken my place in the late evening.
Pretty good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think I snapped.
Okay, good enough.
That's good.
Wow. Well, thank you. My goodness, that's great.
That's wonderful.
Didn't want to tire you out. I hope you'll still be able to talk tomorrow.
I called with it. I had the Hong Kong flu twice.
End of tape.
That was really.
Yeah.